This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 26th. God's word to you today is true freedom. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 34, verses 14 and 15, from the Good News Translation, and it says, I will let them graze in safety in the mountain meadows and the valleys and in all the green pastures of the land of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will find them a place to rest. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. What we discover as we walk with God in freedom is that God is more than enough. God is not just enough or to get us by. God is more than enough. Psalm 23 is a psalm that most of us can recite by heart. But I will encourage you, even though you can recite it, to read it along in this study. Psalm 23 from the New King James Version says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is David's way of saying, I have freedom in God. He is more than enough. The challenge is that a lot of Christians do not actually think that God is more than enough. A lot of Christians believe that God is enough, but you have to help him, support him with a prop. Sometimes, even when people mouth it, they do not really believe that God is more than enough. David is saying to us, I have no want. I have all I need and more. I am free to live. I am free to enjoy life. I am not caged in any way. I am free to love. I am free to relate. By the time we are done, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will be able to say, I have no want. I have more than all that I need. I am free to love. I am free to live. I am free to relate. I am free. Amen. As we progress in life, we discover very quickly that there is no friendship, no relationship, no ownership, no championship, no scholarship, no fellowship that can satisfy us. You can get all the cars and all the houses you want, or marry all the wives or husbands you want, but you will discover that only God can satisfy. David was saying in Psalm 23 that even in ourselves, we are not self-sufficient. We need a shepherd. To be fully free, we need to enter into the space that David was in, which is, God takes care of me, so I am free. Have you noticed that children are the freest people on earth? Everyone else may be under pressure, but not children. They are always playing. The only reason they are free is because they believe their parents have things sorted out. If you see a child that stays awake at night thinking about paying rent, then something is wrong. Children do not even wake up burdened. David says, to be free, we need to make this God our shepherd. Let us pray. Father, I declare that you are my shepherd and I am his sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.